listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it baby? Keep it real, take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Yes, yes, you're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Now, of course, I have my co-host here with me. We've got Bill the Butcher from the Butcher Shop.
Yo, Bula Bula.
And then we've got Will Turbot from Demand the Truth. And I believe he's muted. We also have our featured guest for the week. We have Kristen T. Harris with us, Transhuman Party presidential candidate.
Good evening, fellas. How are you guys doing tonight? It's definitely getting chilly here in Wisconsin. It's like 50 degrees, and I appreciate you guys having me on this week and being able to share my message about the benefits of transhumanism as well as the ethical concerns and answering questions. I know that a lot of individuals out there are targeted. You know, I've seen this go on over the years and read about it. Never really have met anyone until I think we talked on the American Intelligence Report. And currently I'm doing the Rundown Live, therundownlive.com. You can check us out there. Definitely, I think that you know, it's a debate we need to have, conversation that needs to be had, where people need to be educated about different things like weather modification, artificial intelligence, the jobs it'll take over, the impact it'll have in our life. How about analytically? Can it predict the future? Can it come with the? Can it decide what kind of diseases you have and concoct a cure based on using AI that man would have taken years to think of? There's many beneficial things coming with the Transhumanist Party, but at the same time, there's a lot of ethical concerns about how we approach the ability to live longer, because I'm all about living longer. If you can give me enough time to read all the books in the library, I'd be a happy man if I died, you know? But I appreciate you guys having me on here out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So,
well, you're talking about people living longer, and we've all seen evidence that the government does not want people living longer. I mean, we've got Obamacare that really wants to just kill people over the age of 55. Most black men, for example, don't see the day where they can get their Social Security. You know, the average black man does not live to see 65 years old. And so you have this classism that is being shrunken all the time. I mean, I know the fluoride in the water affects everybody, but it affects Latinos more and Africans even the most. You know
that's the thing.
Middle-class families being able to afford juice while low-income families can only have Kool-Aid. And I'm from the Kool-Aid generations, and the effects of my bones are showing even today.
We had Burple.
Hey, I like Kool-Aid, okay?
You know, something interesting, Mike and I used to call that smart racism. These elite come out like they're being so humanistic and good for humanity because they want to save the entire world by depopulating people. But when they, you know, when you ask them who they want to get rid of first, where do they point right to? It's always the minority communities. It seems bizarre and almost cult-like. And you're spot on. You can't be against somebody who is supporting these ideologies of eugenics, a pseudoscience supported by Nazi Germany and, you know, Planned Parenthood. William Gates, Bill Gates' father, supported these ideologies of eugenics and racial cleansing, which are bizarre, you know, to talk about these things. That's where we get into the whole abortion business where, you know, now they're dealing and harvesting the, you know, most beneficial child for, you know, parts they can sell off or give it to the government for, you know, research or embryonic stem cell research and all this other bizarre things that are going on with Planned Parenthood. You know, and look where all Planned Parenthoods are. They're all in the hood, you know, for the most part, you know. And, you know, guess who started that out? Wasn't it Margaret Sanger and William Gates, you know, and she was hanging out, you know, doing speeches in front of the KKK and other bizarre stuff. But you can't challenge that because, you know, she's just trying to reach a different crowd back then, you know. And, you know, it's just you can't ridicule these people if they're a smart racist. And that's essentially what it comes down to, what eugenics is in the end game, you know. So.
Well,
you are spot on. You are spot on that. I have not heard that come out of anywhere but where I'm at with Margaret Sanger and that kind of thing. But the fact of the matter is the entire Planned Parenthood thing was an attack on the black race. Hitler would be proud. Hitler would be proud. Because that is exactly what it is. I did an article called Infanticide where I went item by item. The way you run a concentration camp in Germany and the way you run Planned Parenthood, and it was lateral, right down the line, exactly how they do it. And it's really amazing how they basically don't want these subhumans, the black race, to survive, but they don't mind borrowing their parts to transplant and work with what they consider the superior race. And that is the absolute epitome of racism. Your thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, okay, listen. The black man was the original race on the planet, okay? The progenitor of everything. They're finding older and older stuff and on this planet, and the oldest Caucasian history gets is Greece. And so history is being whitewashed all over the place. Oh, aliens did it. And anything not to give credit to where you came from. And so it's a lot of self-denial and all this for the sense of superiority. I liken it to Napoleon complex, you know, a little 5'3", thinking he's got to stand on a podium to be taller than everybody else. So, but, and this is actually what I think this is coming to, because Mr. Harris brought up things like, you know, this credit score and point system and social, you know, programs. And I think this is just creating more reasons to discriminate, because we're already fighting against secret government watch lists, which profiling and discrimination right there.
If we're friends on Facebook, my social media credit score may drop because you believe 9/11 is an inside job. And if I would stay friends with maybe all my musician friends when I was a touring musician and did Vans Warped Tour as a record label exec, for many years and hung out with those guys, my you know what, my citizen ranking would be much higher because, you know what, they're hanging out with more popular people, their friends are more famous. And if you you know, talk to anyone that might think of a conspiracy or anything that challenges the status quo, your citizen ranking will get maybe a negative effect. And so you may want to stay in touch with those friends on the phone, but maybe not on social media. And it's a way of social engineering is what it comes down to.
Mind control.
Well, it's just like, it's also like when we get into evolution, okay? And I agree with V. Mankind came from basically Ethiopia. And humans are weird. The more north we moved in the colder climates, the paler we got. It's as simple as that. It's a pigmentation thing. But if you look at evolution, and you look, they always point to, they show the squirrel and then the chimpanzee and then the guy that stooped over, and then pretty soon we have a Wall Street stockbroker at the end of it. But they never say, how come the apes never evolved? They've always been the same. They've never, don't they deserve to be a stockbroker? Humans are different. And we all came from Ethiopia. We were a different type of primate. Nobody wants to admit that. And if you put us in a cold climate, we turn pale. You put us over in China, we turn into that. We adapt just like a lizard, basically. But we're all the same. We're all the same. If we weren't all the same, then a black man couldn't marry a white woman and have a baby. I cannot marry a chimpanzee and have a baby. It's not the same. It's as simple as that.
I don't know about you all, but you guys are all killing my citizen ranking by every minute that we keep going on here. So,
well, I no, my next thing here was,
hey,
you know, if the government,
in, man.
If the government has its way, you know, with all this transhumanism thing, the only thing I see coming up is Logan's Run. I mean, what do you think about that? Should we have a Logan's Run type of society?
Well, that's the exact reason why I got involved with this, is to really reach out to individuals and bring awareness, because I believe there's a lot of very intelligent people when it comes to transhumanism that are involved. These are a lot of times the type of people that are changing society in a large way. For example, I mean, think of something as simple as going into a retail store and looking at a TV that's as thin as wallpaper and go, some guy thought about this and created it, and think about how minuscule the things that we do, you know, day by day are compared to this guy who is making wallpaper thin, you know, TV. He's not saying what we do is not important, but the guy's highly intelligent, and I could never do that, you know. That's the type of crowd that's really attracted to this ideology of transhumanism, as well as there are people that are the cyberpunk crowd and, you know, obviously the biohacktivists who want to do biohacking and things like that. There are very are very interesting. There's a whole, you know, group of people that want post-genderism, which is bizarre. So, I think that there's some really good things with transhumanism, and my whole spiel was to have an ethical conversation with a lot of these individuals and see if it was popular with the voter. And it ended up being pretty popular. You know, I had out of like 200 some votes, I got the second most, actually the first runner up as far as second place votes, a bunch of first place votes. There's a lot of third and fourth place votes. If you, you know, would have added them up, they would have been a power ranked as, you know, pretty high overall. And I think people are interested in ideas of liberty and freedom. And I jumped in last minute, keep in mind. So, you know, a lot of these things, I just wanted to bring awareness and have conversations on shows like yours, where we can actually have a debate about transhumanism and where it's going. And, you know, we can talk about day-to-day politics, but these are the politics of the future. This is what we're debating now, and we need to be able to plant seeds, not for us, but for other generations, either by things we do, recording shows, writing books. It's about you guys getting out there and making a difference. You know, I think that I sometimes, you know,
Well, we have 4 minutes coming up to the break.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't mean to talk so long.
Let me just add in here that it's really weird. YouTube always finds something very interesting for me to watch and recommends me something. And if I'm having some sort of, like, illness, you know, I've got some recommendations of health stuff come up. If I've got this going on in my life, that going on in my life, I always find something recommended in my YouTube lists. Now, something that I found yesterday in my recommended YouTube list was a playthrough, a guy playing this video game. And this video game is about basically social engineering. And he plays through and he sort of screws things up and has the society that has been modded. And then there is a unmodded society. The humans call modded and purist. And it got to the point where there was just racial like discrimination, riots and things like that. And it was eventually a war within the simulation. I thought, wow, these people are just really listening to me that much. They're going to recommend something like this to me. So do you think, and I hope this should be the case, actually, you know, with every advancement of technology, there should be an opt-out program to, you know, be unaltered by the United States, you know, or any government entity. There should be an opt-out program. You know, we had these smart meters, and people realized that was killing people, and they wanted to opt out and go back to the analog. Yep. So we should have opt-out programs, right?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%, and I discussed this during my first interview on Detonation, my candidate profile, where I said that, you know, Christians shouldn't be forced to have RFID or CRISPR edited RFID and Social Security into their DNA. They should have the option to wear a bracelet if they so choose. What's the difference? You know, and of course, people at some point are going to be like, Christians are the bad guys, because I think at some point they're going to think that this is all prophetic. And, you know, we all know how they believe it ends. So, it's interesting. It's like a game of chess.
Absolutely. I really think that this should, I mean, of course we need to be educated. We need to get educated, and this is where we're going. But what I'm finding is that, and you can answer me when we come back from the break, that, you know, with the statement I just made, with me being listened to by my devices, it's not just corporations, though, it's government too. If I have my computers on and I walk away, you know, something happens to my computers. They get hacked. Something weird always happens because the telemetry stuff is on, and I can't turn it off no matter what I do. But something extremely weird happens. Now, we have this Fourth Amendment, supposedly, but the government is in our homes everywhere. So where's the kill switch? We need a kill switch. But you can answer that when we come back from a commercial break.
Oh, you know, brain chip interfaces may have kill switches. Who knows, right? Ethical conversation. Every child will have a BCI, and if you have a BCI, I'll download the whole encyclopedia in your kid's brain, and they'll be smarter than anyone else on the planet, right? So.
Oh, boy. That would be something right there.
That's where the future's going. You think I'm joking, though. That's what it's all about, the BCI. Watch out for the BCI, the soul catcher chip.
Okay, we got to get a commercial break. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Yes, yes, we are back. So, I'm going through my list of questions here today. It's actually a first that I've written down questions in forever. It's probably the second time in my entire media career that I've ever written down any questions. Because it's such a very important subject, and I hope history will reflect upon these interviews. No matter what happens in the future. So, we still have Mr. Harris here. This is our short segment. We'll be back on commercial break here in 5 minutes, but I want to throw something out there for you, Mr. Harris. If technology is questioned, should there be a equal sort of look at the positives and the negatives? I mean, we have fought to get things looked at, say, hey, these are bad for us. You know how long it's taken cell phones, and smart meters for how long it's taken for them to say, yes, okay, fine, these could potentially be bad for you. And then we find out it's much worse than that. You know, like going all the way back to cigarette smoking, when cigarette smoking was healthy for you. They rolled that out on us.
I remember when it was healthy. Never. But, you know, we all were youthful once upon a time. But there's a lot of, you know, concern. I mean, let's start with the questions. Let's hear what you got. I'm down. Let's start it.
Well, I'm just saying because for people, and there are targeted individuals, there have been some targeted individuals try to go to court, and they're laughed out immediately, or they're attacked so badly where their funds, they can't pay to go to court, this sort of thing, these little covert programs that happen. Because, I mean, as far as when these technologies, the secret covert technologies are put into play, and then you want to add transhumanism into it, you're not going to have something fair and balanced. You're going to have people getting sick, getting weak, and then you're going to have these secret agents who are augmented and are going to be there just to make your life a living hell.
Yeah, they have night vision, x-ray, you know, they'll be able to hear, like, incredibly well. You won't be able to breathe without them knowing within, you know, they could be outside your house. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is kind of frightening, you know, when we start thinking about the future. But I would like to believe that there's good in people and that that's what this whole movement's about, is bringing awareness. And that's why we need to have discussions. And that's why I got involved in this conversation to start with, is to bring awareness to individuals so we can make proper decisions and not let a elite few make those decisions for us. But the more crazy we make things sound like transhumanism, the less likely people have conversations about it, and it'll be more of an underground, you know, fringe topic that only the elite and wealthy will be partaking in, and then they get what they want, you know. So I'm more so here saying, hey, you know, some of these things are great ideas. You can't have children, and you want to make the decision that you want to have one in an artificial womb using your DNA, I'm all for it. You know, the health benefits there. I understand it's not natural in that aspect, but, you know, is this evolution? Is it not? All these debates we need to have. If we can do it, should we? You know, so, you know, if we can edit DNA and remove illness like cancer and make it so children never get ill or fat, and we have a healthy society, should we do those things? And I think that that's an optional question, because I think individuals who want to partake should be able to, as long as they don't infringe on anyone else's individual liberties or freedoms. If I would like to pursue the ability to live longer naturally, or even through nanotech or technology, whether it's, you know, cybernetics and body part replacement or cryonics or whatever the individual may choose, I believe they have that right to make that decision, and contracts should be honored. Now, I get there's a whole different aspect once we start getting into religious beliefs, when we start getting into political ideologies, but I think when it comes down to it, people should be able to do what they want as long as they don't infringe on anyone else's freedoms and liberties. Now, the worrisome crowd out there is worried about individuals who are wealthy and corrupt, because we always associate wealth with corruption. But I'm sure there are plenty of people that are wealthy, not corrupt, that are willing to do good things.
Okay, we got to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We are back from commercial break. I still have Mr. Harris here with us, and you know, we're just gonna try to get through this as fast as possible.
Can I ask a question, B?
Who brought in that tune? I want to know who brought in that tune. That was rocking.
I need to ask a question.
Go ahead.
I've heard the term transhumanism over and over, and I'm going to admit ignorance here. I don't know what transhumanism really is, and I would like Mr. Harris to explain to the audience just what are we talking about when we talk about transhumanism, okay?
Well, in the world of transhumanism, some of the first transhumanists would be people who use like pacemakers, anyone that uses technology to be able to extend their life and relies on it. So maybe as far as the archaeology of transhumanism goes, pacemakers, things that monitor your heart rate, things of that nature would be considered early introductions to transhumanism. But we're talking about mechanical hearts, anything that can be used to extend your life. If there's anti-aging cream or a serum that you can drink, like there was recently in the news that there was a serum they were giving people, or a concoction or alchemy of things that the people were drinking that actually biologically reduced their age by 2.5 years. There's things like that. I think individuals should have the right to be able to consume them and do those things. But that's basically it, is life extension. However, transhumanism, much like iPods are a general term. You know, iPod, everyone thinks Apple, but back in the day, if somebody said iPod, it could have been a SanDisk, could have been a, you know, Motorola MP3 player. You know, it's kind of like one of those trendy terms. So it also includes things like cryptocurrency, you know, weather modification, designer babies, CRISPR, anything highly futuristic in tech that is now being implemented without majority of individuals' knowledge, including things like citizen rankings, which are already on are in quest by local government and police through fusion centers. Things like weather modification that's being done in South Dakota. You can look it up. Obviously, geoengineering, you know, on weather modification. Shasta County, they actually had hearings on this and wanted to delay a verdict on it. There's a whole bunch of different things that covers artificial intelligence, on artificial blood, animal-human hybrids. Should we, shouldn't we? What are the pros, the cons, and is it exactly what we read in mythological history? If we can make centaurs and minotaurs and hydras and medusas, and should we? I mean, we can do it. We can play as if we're God, just like the biblical context of Genesis 3:22, which is also a skull and bones reference. But the question is should we? And I think some other individuals are already making those decisions for us, and I'm trying to bring awareness to it now before it's too late, I think. And I think if we all, you know, band together, we all, you know, educate the general public on CRISPR, gene editing, things of this nature, so when laws come through the system, we can make enough stink, because when it comes down to it, it's the almighty dollar that matters, and if politicians can get reelected. So, it all comes down to taking a stand and educating everyone out there on the different aspects, the pros and cons of transhumanism.
In other words, it would extend to the legalization of marijuana. If we all know that THC and whatever those other letters are, Venos, I don't, that would help people with Parkinson's disease.
I agree.
I lost a son in 2007 to seizures, and we in the family have readily admitted that if my son was allowed to use marijuana, he would still be with us today. Right now, because the medicines weren't doing him any good. He was drinking wine to try to cut the seizures down. If he was able to use marijuana, he would possibly still be with us today.
Well, that's more of medical freedom. When you talk about transhumanism, let me bring up the scenario here for you. Now, this is another reason why I'm trying to bust this whole chemtrail thing and the nano and the frequencies being used on us, because they are so desperately wanting to use the stuff to control us. Now, what they're trying to do, and this is why they keep throwing people in jail who come up with cures for cancer or come close to cures for cancer. It's why these journalists and doctors are coming up dead, because they want their solution. What they want to be the institutionalized solution is nanobots. Because they're going to have to stop with the chemtrailing at some point, because it's going to get busted as to what they're really doing. And I'm going to take it that far. I'm going to bust these people. So what they're trying to do is find other ways to put the nano in us. They've already thought of the vaccines, but now they're going to put it into whatever medicine that they can that's injectable. And so they want the nano to eat up the cancer, but after that nano is done doing its job, then what? And so, no, they don't want us to have real natural medicines. They want us to have manufactured technological medicines.
Well, I agree.
I had a doctor. My father died of throat cancer in 1988, and he was using whiskey to keep it down. He lived 16 years by using whiskey. But his doctor told me at the VA hospital, he said, if we find a cure for cancer, it is going to be one shot, one time, because all cancers are related. Once we find that link, that one shot, similar to a polio vaccine, will cure cancer. But nobody wants to let anybody do it because there's no money in that. There's no money in that.
Check this out. Interesting, in my journalist research and research in general, there was a guy in the 90s, 1997, his name was Sam Chichoa, and what he did over 20 years developed a flu virus that would recognize cancer viruses and attach to it. So your body doesn't see the cancer virus but sees the flu, and if it kills the flu, it kills the cancer if it's attached to each other. So he went on and sent this out to Mount Sinai Institute, and they said it was a revolutionary breakthrough, but a week or two later they said that it actually increased your chance of cancer or of AIDS if you took this this form of treatment, and none of his patients at all had that result. They all came out fine, and they were saying that it made them feel like they're 100% healthy, both of cancer and AIDS. And then they said that the test specimen was given back to Sam Chichoa, but never was, and he actually went in court and won a lawsuit against Mount Sinai in this exact example when he fled to Mexico, because he said it's not safe to studies here in America.
And the things that they hide, like in 1980, I had hepatitis, okay? And I got over it, and I did better. But a little known fact was when the AIDS epidemic hit San Francisco, a study was done on the people that developed AIDS from the HIV virus, okay? And they found an anomaly there that all the guys hanging around the bathhouses that were catching AIDS and dying, the big fat guys weren't dying. They weren't catching it. And they dealt into their medical history, and they found out that almost to the man, each of these guys had hepatitis. Something about having hepatitis makes you immune to HIV. And they just scuttled it. They didn't say another word about it. They didn't see what's the connection between these guys have food poisoning and now they can't catch HIV. They walked deliberately away from it and they never developed it.
Yeah, I've never heard of anything like that. I guess I need more information before having an opinion on it, but if that were the case, and if it is, I think that more people should be aware of it. I have seen in the news where things like the ingredients of a bee sting actually help with HIV and AIDS, and I also heard Kaleido Silver, Kaleido Gold, both have good benefits against both cancer and the HIV virus. Hence how Charlie Sheen became clean was through Kaleido Silver, allegedly. So, I don't know.
Wow.
Well, it's just like, I had polio when I was 3 years old in, I guess, 1954.
Oh, and, boy, you are that old.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. And then a couple of years later, Dr. Salk came up with the polio vaccine, right? And I was five then, almost six, and they gave me the shot for the polio vaccine. And even at 5 years old, I'm thinking, what's wrong with this picture? I've already had this. I'm immune, you know. But they gave me the shot anyway. But to their credit, I never caught polio again.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, and I know we've got one more day to do this. We have one more day. I'm going to get down to the nitty-gritty and to the real hardcore issues. You've been very positive about some of these things, but I'm going to really paint the picture of what it's like to be a targeted individual tomorrow and how we can get through the situation, because if we have such a high level of corruption now, I don't see it getting any better with technology advancing. I mean, you say there are some good people out there, but order followers. And people need to understand the evolution of our society right now. If I haven't said it before, I'll say it right now. 9/11, the big psyop, okay? The mother of all psychological operations. Where the CIA, Mossad, hits our own towers, okay? Inside job. If you don't know it's inside job, now you know, okay? If you don't believe it, you're listening to the wrong program. Now, that happened, and we gotta, place a blame on some people somewhere where there's interest of land that we need to take over. Okay, let's go get the oil. Let's go get these people who are not willing to join the New World Order. Let's go get these very same people who have their own sovereignty and central banks. But with that, you have all the patriotic Americans, the patriots. You know, I love America. They attacked our country, you know. All of our brave, brave Americans get suited up, shipped out. They get to go die in a foreign land. Okay? They go get to be experimented on. Being around experimental weapons, or, you know, they get to go and be brainwashed. They get to be controlled by the government. Now, with all of our brave Americans, our brave American-loving brothers and sisters gone out of the country, well, who's left? The creepy, crawly politicians and their creep of thugs who just become police officers, who just want to work for the intelligence agencies and stay out of danger and control everything.
Okay? Yeah, don't eat no ice cream, man.
Now, this has been set up this way because they don't want anyone fighting against the New World Order, okay? That's why our veterans that do come back are being treated like crap. They can't get housing, they can't get jobs, and they're put on the terrorist list. Terrorist watch list. Why? Because they probably came back and had an awakening. Oh, I went over to Iraq, and everyone believes that the towers went down because of our own government. Oh, now I can see how that is. Oh, gas prices tripled since I left. Black people are being shot in the streets like dogs by police officers. Children are being trafficked everywhere. And they could probably see things have gotten much worse since they've left. They think that they've gone out and fought for freedom, for democracy. No, you got sent away because you were the only person who would stand in their way. Now, as far as, I would like to think there are a few good men in government somewhere. But as far as the ones calling the shots and doing the everyday operations, especially in covert ops, I don't have an ounce of faith to even spread a amongst the group in its entirety. I've been tortured. I've been blacklisted. I've been, you know, we'll get into all this stuff. I don't want to get into Alex Jones' rant here. But that's what's going on right now. And this is why we need to have to talk about transhumanism. This is the last frontier for your freedom. Because, you know, they already say you can't speak. You're being censored on the internet. You can't have guns to protect yourself. There's going to be raiding your homes, looking for marijuana, and stealing your children. You can't protect yourself. you're going to be a wage slave. They're going to make sure you can't get good jobs. And they're going to be just doing this nonstop. But we have got to put our foot down somewhere. And we have got to use our money and put our money where our mouth is, because there's a lot of us who don't understand that you're fueling the system, okay? If you are buying this and that, you are also giving consent. You know, how big do these corporations need to get? When the profits, they're making 100% profit. This technology they give us is cheap. It's cheap, 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 cheap. It comes from the assembly line. You know, the cell phone has, you know, despite the little slivers of gold in it, it's about $5 worth of material for a cell phone. Where is all this money going? Not workers. Again, the stuff is stamped on an assembly line. You are giving rise to something that you can't even see. I talked to lots of ex-military. I talked to lots of ex-federal agents, and they say, you know, yeah, that whole $50 for a hammer thing, yeah, people fell for it. That's not where the money's going. I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Mr. Harris?
No, I was going to say, you remind me a lot of Mike Pochesny. When I used to do talk radio with him, he used to have some pretty good rants, and you're pretty spot on. But I'm kind of curious on what Will's up to and what he thinks about
transhumanism. Oh, Will had a bad signal, so he ducked out.
I was curious. Like, I apologize. I was just like, why haven't we heard from Will for a while? But you know what? Your rant is spot on. You know, that's the world we face, and it's interesting to hear an individual that reminds me so much of my old co-host. It just his rants usually were spot on like that as well. And you know, it's good to hear other individuals doing activism. You know, I've been unplugged for a couple years, to be honest. You know, for the most part, you know, I worked did the whole Bilderberg research, and shortly after, I kind of disappeared for a few years, kind of refocused and figured out a better way to get involved. And I appreciate you guys having me on. So VU Rock for that. I know we're getting close to the end of the hour here, so I wanted to say thank you for having me on, and that your listeners should check out the rundownlive.com and the American Intelligence Report. Look for us in YouTube. And obviously you guys keep supporting V. V does an awesome job here. Will's interesting. We also obviously love the cowboy down there. I call him the cowboy.
Yeah, the butcher. Yes, yes.
Yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw.
He almost sounds like he's offended.
You didn't catch my famous
you can call me
I'm sorry you missed that.
I'm waiting for you to call me Canadian, because I sound like I'm from up north, because I am.
Hey, I got a lot of friends from Wisconsin.
Oh, do you really? Who do you know? Let's see if this is people we have in common.
Oh, I know that he says the words like he says "oot" instead of "out" and stuff like that. You know, I've been to Wisconsin and really? Up there and everything. I didn't know that "oot" and "out" was in up there, but now I do.
You know, everything is there and that and thou and. There's only one state-ordained religion. It's called the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, the Bucks and the Brewers. It's not the. if the Brewers are close seconds there, as we are religious in all aspects of Rome, and we will populate the Colosseums until Rome burns down. And I guess that's Wisconsin. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are coming to the end of the show here. I do want to thank you for coming on to the show. And before we're done with the series of episodes, definitely remind me again of your former co-host. I would like to listen to some of his old material. And that sounds very interesting. Your first person that's ever likened me to anyone. So I'm hyper interested.
They have a very similar style on air, is what I'm saying. Like the way you guys approach your radio, talk radio. So,
all right. Well, thank you once again for coming on tonight, and of course you're going to be on tomorrow night. So people do not miss that. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Take a red pill. Take a red pill.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.